जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नम जय श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास्ती गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री गो राधा गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन धाम की श्री वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की श्री नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगामाई जमुनामाई की भक्ति देवी तुलसी देवी की गृह मृदंगा की श्याम वेद भक्तों ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस ऑल ग्लोरियस श्री श्री पुराण ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय, गुरु परंपरा की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। लिसनिंग टुगेदर। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नष्टति। ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्तस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन अस्मश्च गुरुः। टेक्स्ट 10 3.6.1। स्मरण विश्वसृजामीशो विज्ञापितम् अधोक्षजः विराजमत् तपस्त्वेन जम अतपस्त्वेन तेजसैषां विवृत्तये। स्मरण विश्वसृजामीशो विज्ञापितम् अधोक्षजः पीतम् अधोक्षजः विराजमत् पत्स्तेन पत्स्वेन तेजसैषां विवृत्तये। स्मरण विश्वसृजामीशो विद्यापीतम् अधोक्षजा विराजं तपस्वेन सैषां विवृत्तये। स्मरण विश्वसृजामीशो विज्ञापितम् अधोक्षजः विराजम् अतपस्वेन तेजसैषां विवृत्तये। स्मरण विश्वसृजामीशो विज्ञापितम् अधोक्षजा विराजमपतस्वेन तेजसैषां विवृत्तये। स्मरण विश्वसृजामीशो विद्यापीतमधोक्षजः विराजम् अतपस्वेन Synonym translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Smaran, remembering. Vishwasrijam, of the demigods entrusted with the task of cosmic construction. Ishaha, the Supreme Lord, Vigyapitam, as he was prayed for, Adhokshaja, the transcendence, Virajam, the gigantic universal form, Atapat, considered thus, Svena, by his own, Tejasa, energy, Esham, for them, Vivrittaye, for understanding. Translation, the Supreme Lord is the super soul of all the demigods entrusted with the task of constructing the cosmic manifestation. Being thus prayed to by the demigods, he thought to himself and thus manifested the gigantic form for their understanding. Please see. The Supreme Lord is the super soul of the demigods entrusted with the... Okay, please repeat that. Yes, please. That's okay. Super soul of all the demigods entrusted with the task of constructing the cosmic manifestation. Being thus prayed to demigods, thought to himself, thus manifested the gigantic form for their understanding. The impersonalists are captivated by the gigantic universal form of the Supreme. They think that the control behind this gigantic manifestation is an imagination. Intelligent persons, however, can estimate the value. In the Veda ways, it is as in imagination. Intelligent persons, however, can estimate the value of the cause by observing the wonders of the effects. For example, the individual human body does not develop from the womb of the mother independently, but because the living entity, the soul, is within the body. Without the living entity, a material body cannot automatically take shape or develop. When any material object displays development, it must be understood that there is a spiritual soul within the manifestation. The gigantic universe has developed gradually, just as the body of a child develops. The conception that the transcendence enters within the universe is, therefore, logical. As the materialists cannot find the soul and the super soul within the heart, similarly, for want of sufficient knowledge, they cannot see that the Supreme Soul is the cause of the universe. The Lord is therefore described in the Vedic language as Avan Manasa Gochara, beyond the conception of words and minds. Due to a poor fund of knowledge, the mental speculators try to bring the Supreme within the purview of words and minds, but the Lord refuses to be so intelligible. The speculators has no adequate words or mind to gauge the infinity of the Lord. The Lord is called Adokshaja, or the person who is beyond perception by the blunt, limited potency of the senses. One cannot perceive the transcendental name or form of the Lord by mental speculation. The mundane PhDs are completely unable to speculate on the Supreme with their limited senses. Such attempts by the puffed-up PhDs are compared to the philosophy of the frog in the well. A frog in a well was informed of the gigantic Pacific Ocean, and he began to puff himself up in order to understand or measure the length and breadth of the Pacific Ocean. Ultimately, the frog burst and died. The title PhD can also be interpreted as plow department, a title meant for the tillers in the paddy field. The attempt of the tillers in the paddy field to understand the cosmic manifestation and the cause behind such wonderful work can be compared to the endeavor of the frog in the well to calculate the measurement of the Pacific Ocean. The Lord can reveal himself only to a person who is submissive and who engages in the transcendental loving service. The demigods controlling the elements and the ingredients of universal affairs prayed to the Lord for guidance, and thus he manifested his gigantic form as he did at the request of Arjuna. Hare Krishna, thank you so much for your most valuable time, and thank you for coming here. Please give your blessing so I can speak something of useful. Thank you so much, all the senior devotees, especially Prabhupada disciples. Please give your blessings. Also, today is appearance day of Gopeshwari Devi. She's listening. Prabhupada disciple, Ranjit Prabhu's wife. And please give her your Hare Krishna blessings. And also my sister's birthday. Please chant Hare Krishna and also bless me.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So the one of the words that really caught my attention in this purport was at the end, that the Lord can reveal Himself to a submissive person. One can speak on this submissiveness for eternity and still not be complete. We see that in Bhagavad Gita 2.7, Karpanya Dosho Pahata Sabhava Pruchami Tvam Dharma Samuda Cheta Yacheya Sanishtitam Bruhitanme Shishyasteham Shadimam Tvam Prapannam. When Arjuna submissively inquired from Krishna, then Krishna started speaking the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. He said, I'm confused and lost, all composure. And please, in this condition, tell me what is best for me. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariparashnena sevaya. Inquire from our spiritual master submissively, Prabhupada says. Render service unto him. And then the self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. So submissiveness is so important to get the knowledge. And what is this knowledge, you know? Oh. We say that we were in the darkness of ignorance and spiritual master has opened our eyes, Om Ajnana Timirandasa. And that is the way that we start getting knowledge, is by submissive and by understanding and acknowledging our spiritual master and masters, our Guru Parampara, that something of value may come to us, of some substance may come to us. We understand our material knowledge and may not be useful in most circumstances. And it may also make us puffed up. So spiritual knowledge is so important. There were many people who came to Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada used to say that some of them were also PhDs. And Srila Prabhupada used to say, I have no education in science like them, but why big scientists are coming to me? You know, one Mr. Dinesh Sharma, he came. He said he has four doctorates in four different areas. His name was Dinesh Sharma. He said, I have a PhD in chemistry, biochemistry, a doctor of science in clinical endocrinology. I have a fellow of the Royal Institute of Chemistry of London, so many ABCDs after his name. And such a higher PhD, but he said, I was follower of Vivekananda, but I was crying for God, literally I was crying every night, find me the path again, find me the path again. And then he came to Prabhupada and he said, and then I found your movement. It's a supernatural thing. I have found you. I wanted you to speak on 5 shlokas of Bhagavad Gita today, and you spoke 4 out of those without me asking. And I was born in Haridwar, and I was meditating on Haridwar, and your face emerged from behind the Ganges, so Ganga. So he said, this is a supernatural thing, you know. I God's kindness has brought me to your lotus feet. So we see such PhDs coming to Prabhupada. In which case, maybe that doesn't stand for the plow department PhD or plow, you know. Maybe then in that case it stands for poor humble devotees, PhD. But then there were others who were coming to Prabhupada. And there was another one, he said, Dr. Wolf. And I really would like you to hear this, what Dr. Wolf had to say. He was saying that Krishna and Krista is same. Prabhupada said Krishna and Krista word have the same origins. Prabhupada said pa, pa, ta, ta, those vargas in Sanskrit. So in ta varga, Krishna na comes, and in the ta varga, ta also comes. So Krista and Krishna are the same, have the same roots. But he would, Dr. Wolf did not agree. He read it in a Prabhupada's disciples' book and he did not agree. So Prabhupada is making fun of this PhD. I hope you enjoy. Please listen carefully. It's just 1 minute video, audio. They think because they have earned PhD, they have earned the world. They have this title, so they have, it's like they have conquered the world. And he said, big fish, no noise. They take the shelter of Pacific. But the small fish, he makes this noise. Pur, 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 pur. And Prabhupada made such a funny noise. And he said a Bengali proverb that also goes with it. So he said that sometimes, not all the times, but sometimes these PhDs are very proud of their knowledge and they are not able to hear, they are not able to listen, and they are not able to understand the spiritual knowledge because of it. Which leads us to another thing is because there is lack of this understanding, we cannot understand Krishna, which means the word adokshaja. One who cannot understand, one who cannot understand, can be understood by our limited senses. So we need premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena. We need eyes tented with the love of God, and that's possible when we have, when we listen from Guru, when Guru gives mercy and we have the vision. In 1995 class, His Holiness Radhana Swami says, Krishna is addressed as adokshaja. Adha means subdued. Aksha means the senses. Ja means generated. Adokshaja means one who is beyond the senses or beyond the knowledge that can be generated or acquired through the senses. Adokshaja explains the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as being completely transcendental to this mortal ground of consciousness and sense perception. So Krishna always exists in this date, and the devotees of the Lord are not concerned with seeing Krishna through our mortal senses or understanding Krishna through our finite mind. Once again, so Krishna always exists in this state, and the devotees of the Lord are not concerned with seeing Krishna through our mortal senses or understanding Krishna through our finite mind. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that it is only by unalloyed devotion. Sarvopadhi vinirvaktam tat parakvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakti uchyate. When our senses become completely free from all the dirts of material contamination, and when our senses become spiritualized through the course of bhakti, then Krishna can reveal himself, and he does reveal himself on the spiritual platform. So I was reading more about the word adokshaja, but I really wanted to imbibe the meaning. So I was meditating, but I was not feeling it. I was not feeling like, of course, I don't have premanjana, I don't have bhakti in my eyes, but still the word, just the word, I wanted to understand deeper. And my friend's granddaughter, 13-year-old. Her letter came in my mailbox. It's a very, please listen. My friend from DC posted this on our WhatsApp group. A giant oak tree fell on our house yesterday. So this is the grandma writing. The tree fell on one side, so the damage was limited. And that side, that small side, has been completely destroyed. But we are all fine by our lordships. That, and you know, and that our prayers of gratitude are endless, she wrote. And then, next day, the crane and the crew of men came. And when her daughter came from home, from school, she was crying. It's not because the house was destroyed early previous day, because the tree was being cut. She was crying. And she says, Nana, why are they breaking this? They are cutting this tree. And then they had to explain that, you know, the rest of the tree may fall. So then she took out her journal. She went to the tree, sat on the cut stump, and she wrote a nice letter. She wrote, "Thank you for helping shade us from the hot sun, dear tree. Thank you, dear tree, for giving the birds a place to nest, and the squirrels, all those naughty holes, to live in during the winter. I'll miss watching the baby birds learning to fly from your branches. And dear tree, dear great tree, I think you are a hero because you tried very hard to stay straight and not break our house. Dear great tree, I will always think of you. I'll tell our Lord Krishna all about your life of service and ask him to bless you. Goodbye, great tree. Don't worry, I'll take care of your stump. I will sit there and think of you and watch the birds and squirrels play in your brother and sister trees. I'll chant Hare Krishna to you. Your friend, Radha Krupa." So, 13 years old. And actually, her grandmother was taking initiation from Bhakti Chaitanya Swami, and he also gave initiation to this girl. This girl has development disability? Development disabilities. Some kids have that. Not ADD, but a bigger form. So this is such a sweet. I was feeling like, you know, I cannot see the greatness of a tree. What to think of greatness of Krishna, you know? It's such a deep gratitude feeling that you have to live with. It's such a feeling of loving others. You know that Vidya Vinaya Sampanna verse. If we really look at all the souls and their connection with Krishna, how they are interconnected, then it's a miracle. That's one step closer to understanding Adoksha Jayati. I was also, I have a couple of bachelor science degrees, and I was looking for a PhD full form, funny full forms. So here are some that came across. Of course, you know, this is just because Prabhupada is making fun of PhDs and Dr. Frogs in this, so I hope you enjoy. BS means bullshit. Bachelor of Science also it means. MS means more of the same. PhD means piled high and deep. Piled high and deep. And then also another powerful form of PhD is probably highly depressed. Pothole diggers. Please hire desperate. Permanently head damaged. Phenomenally dumb. Anyways, and you know, this is not far from the truth. There was one PhD and his cat wanted to go out of the door and he made a hole for her. And the kitten, he made another hole for the kitten. He didn't think that the kitten will follow the cat. So yeah, there are those people like that. So now Krishna, Prabhupada is saying in this purport that these PhDs will not understand Krishna. So why does Krishna show material universe form? In purport 11.3, Krishna says, Prabhupada writes in the purport, the Lord said that, now as far as Arjuna is concerned, Prabhupada is saying that, you know, Lord has shown the Virat Rupa, Now Prabhupada is saying in the purport, now as far as Arjuna is concerned, he is inspired by the statements of Krishna. But in order to convince others in the future who may think that Krishna is an ordinary person, Arjuna desires to see him actually in his universal form, to see how he is acting from within the universe, although he is apart from it. And you know, the Krishna says, the whole creation is just the spark of my splendor. So just to show what is the power of that spark, Krishna shows universal form. Which was, I was thinking about this and I really did a lot of research. Where else, who else Krishna has shown the universal form to? And I would like to get some answers, if that's okay. Anybody whom Krishna has shown universal form? Duryodhan, yeah. And at that time the Kuru assembly too, right? Kuru assembly saw it. Bhishma Drona saw it. Who else? Yashoda Mai, Haribo. Who else? Thank you. It's very mystical how Krishna shows the universal form to Arjuna because he was in trouble, you know, not to the mundane philosophers. And he wanted to see that everybody is already killed by Krishna and they are going in his mouth. But to Mother Yashoda, he had eaten the dirt. And Mother Yashoda asked, Balram also said he had eaten the dirt. So that was the supreme, that was the truth. And here is absolute truth. Who had eaten the dirt, but he wanted to lie. So then Krishna had to open his mouth, you know, because he was in trouble. So usually Krishna shows the universal form for other devotees, for their help. But here, Krishna took shelter of the universal form, so because he was lying and he was in trouble. There are many, many other instances where Krishna shows, where there is a universal form mentioned. In Vaman Deva pastime, there's a universal form displayed. And Bhagavatam 8.2.5, I believe, it says that the demigods, Lord Brahma, they did not offer worship to universal form. They waited for the Lord to come in Vaman Rupa. And then they offered the worship. We see the same in Arjuna's case. How about Markandeya Muni? Was the universal form shown to him, Markandeya? Did he go inside the universal form's belly? Yes, no, maybe so. There can be only three answers. You don't. Yeah, he's on the leaf, banana leaf, and then he gets sucked into. And he's floating in the ocean of devastation for many, many billions of years, and then he sees Krishna. Then also there are some Siddha Charanas on the battlefield who saw the universal form along with Arjuna. Then there are a few other examples. There's an example of Uttanka Rishi. It comes in Mahabharata. When Krishna had killed, you know, there was a big war had happened and so many people had died. This Rishi wanted to curse Krishna, according to Mahabharata, and it's also mentioned by Chaitanya Charan Prabhu and other ISKCON scholars. That time he wanted to curse Krishna, and Krishna showed him the universal form. He's like, no, this curse, the, like, this is not the reason, I'm the universal form, you know, anyway. This is the potency of the universal form, and to establish the dharma. And then Uttanka Rishi was pacified. There is also in Ramayana, there is a kaak Bhushandi. You know, anybody knows this is a crow? Kaak Bhushandi crow. He was a Lomasa Rishi's disciple. He was cursed to become the crow. He and Ram, Lord Ram used to play at age 5. And one time, Lord Ram didn't seem to catch him. And this bird got proud. And he almost flew to the Brahma Loka. And they were 2 fingers short distance. You know, he saw that Lord Ram was right there. Wherever he tried to fly, Lord Ram was right there. And then Lord Ram let him enter into his mouth. So that's the story of that. And there are a few other instances where universal form has been shown. So it is shown for the purpose of to break the pride, to give the help, etc., etc. And then in Markandeya Rishi's one, he was going all over the universe. And one of the lectures, somebody compared Bhakti Tirtha Swami with him. He said he was going all over the places, trying to distribute Prabhupada's books. He was taking so much effort. He was black body, he was distributing books in Russia. The books were not even published yet. KGB was, chasing him. Can you imagine throwing KGB off you? And so many difficulties, no food to eat, there was nothing vegetarian, he had no Sankirtan partners. And still he was going all around, submissively, trying to distribute the books that were not even printed. And so when we see that difficulty, we can understand that the books have been given to us so easily. We don't have to, Krishna doesn't have to show us the Virat Rupa to convince us that these books are important. We don't have to, we don't have to premanjani, we don't have to do so many efforts. We don't have to sit down and write these books in the night. We don't have to find where the set has disappeared and try to reprint it. The books are available to us. This is the easiest thing for us to do, is just pick up a set and go. And I really, really hope the Chaitanya Charitamrita Marathon is on, B. Gardner campaign is on, Lord Chaitanya's mercy is there, that we take one of these books and one of these sets and distribute. There's a Spanish one, there's an English one. Right now there are 3 Spanish sets left in America, North America. They're out of print since last year. But we still have 3 sets. So please try to get a set, distribute it, whatever is possible. By the way, Lord Chaitanya also showed the universal form to Advaita Acharya. It mentions in CC, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And that is mentioned after the pastime of Sachi Mata. Sachi Mata takes the dust of Advaita Acharya's lotus feet. And after that, it says in the purport, Advaita Acharya requested Lord Chaitanya to show the universal form. And that time it says that he had shown it. And again, the Chaitanya Mahabhagavat also says that Lord Nityananda had a privy information to see Lord Chaitanya's form as Virata Purusha. Anyways, I did this research because in many classes I felt that I wanted to know more about the universal form. So here are the sets, please, I am coming back to it. And another person who likes to distribute books and likes to travel all over the world is Indradyumna Swami. I'll share with you a small pastime of his, how he distributes books and how he makes disciples. And then we can go back to Marathon if that's okay. So he was traveling with his few disciples, and the gypsy men were passing by. And he started taking photo of the gypsy men. And the gypsy men were irritated. They were like, they're some usually hefty people. They don't shy away from lying, it seems, and they don't shy away from a fight. So they came, and Indradyumna Swami says, no, I'm one of you. And he said, are you making fun of us? He said, no, I'm one of you because I was attacked 10 years ago, and this was that time, by some motorcycle gang with lot of chains and bats. And we stood no chance. We were 7 Sankirtan devotees near the lake. We stood no chance. And out of nowhere, these gypsy people came, whom we had fed prasadam in the past few days of that incident. And they saved us. They saved us. And few more days we stayed with them and we ate together. And then, this is very interesting. Then the leader of the gypsies declared that I was one of their breathen, you know. He cut out his hand, and Indradyumna Swami did the same, and they exchanged the blood. So they have a blood bond. And then, not only that, Indradyumna Swami went in that gypsy community where he shared this story and made devotees there and distributed books there. And you know, this goes on and so on and so forth. Anyways, we don't even have to go to Siberia gypsies to distribute books, and we don't have to, you know, do the blood bonds. We can distribute books right here. Purushottam Prabhu, Sri Krishna Purushottam Prabhu from ISV shares. He just went one day, knocked on the door, and then he said, Hare Krishna. And the lady said, Hare Krishna, and they were surprised. And she said, you know, he shared about the Chaitanya Charitamrita just a tiny bit, and she had tears in her eyes. She said, I have forgotten my guru, but my guru hasn't forgotten me. She used to follow Prabhupada. She was not officially initiated. She used to follow Prabhupada. She was in Varanasi learning Sanskrit. And she took the Chaitanya Charitamrita, said the one she didn't have, and she gave a very nice donation. So the mercy is here. Krishna is in such a sweet form. Lord Chaitanya is in such a sweet form. Also, he is also here in the book form. This is Lord Chaitanya himself. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochana. Please look at the sets. Please try to help us distribute it. Try to gift it or try to receive the gift. We really, really appreciate your help. This is my humble request. Anybody would like to share anything or any reflections or any corrections? Please share. Who would like to take the sets? Thank you so much for this opportunity. I'm very grateful. Vanchakalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Diyavacha Patita Nam Pavanati Tarubhyasya.